91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Rough weather awaits the Quinte region. Environment Canada says travelers should be prepared for the possibility of hazardous winter driving conditions across southern Ontario tomorrow. Forecasters say a low-pressure system from Colorado will move across southern Ontario into southern Quebec tomorrow. It could bring rain, wet snow, freezing rain, and ice pellets to the area along its path. The president of the Canadian Medical Association says Canada's premiers and territorial leaders have the opportunity to improve the country's healthcare system, despite Ottawa's insistence on a strict funding model. Dr. Ron Hagee says the premiers can find new ways to improve healthcare without asking for more cash.
I think the opportunity lies in how the provincial and territorial premiers approach that funding envelope. I think there's a lot of scope within there to do things without actually necessarily demanding simply more dollars.
The premiers have begun 2 days of meetings in Victoria by urging Ottawa to tweak its funding model when it comes to seniors. Premiers are concerned that the federal model doesn't account for the rising healthcare costs of an aging population. A professor of health law and policy says a doctor's call for changes to the law to stop the abortion of female fetuses may be a moot point. Canadian Medical Association Journal Interim Editor-in-Chief Dr. Rajendra Kale says some immigrants follow the practice because of a cultural or religious preference for sons. But Professor Bernard Dickens says not telling parents the sex of a fetus until it's 30 weeks along would contravene a 1992 Supreme Court of Canada ruling. Some of the passengers on an Italian cruise ship that ran aground are describing what it was like as chaos enveloped the situation. James Thomas said many people jumped onto lifeboats, but unfortunately, it wasn't an option for all the passengers.
We weren't allowed to deploy any more lifeboats because the previous one had got stuck to the side of the ship, so we had to find an alternative way around.
Six people are confirmed dead. Prosecutors are investigating the captain for manslaughter, abandoning ship, and causing a shipwreck. Tim Hortons is rolling out a larger extra large cup next Monday. Reporter Don Kelly of the Canadian Press has more.
Starting next week, coffee lovers will be able to buy a new 710-milliliter size Jolt of Java. Tim's is shifting the names of the other cup sizes in response, so the old small will be extra small, medium will be small, large will be medium, and the old extra large will be just plain large. The company says you'll still get the same amount of coffee for the same price. Tim says response to the new sizes was overwhelmingly positive in test marketing, and that by shifting the sizes, it can provide coffee lovers with a full range of 5-size options. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News to 301. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
The NBA has several afternoon games on hand today in respect to Martin Luther King Day. The Derrick Rose-less Chicago Bulls cut into a commanding 25-point deficit in the third and are now only down by 11. Derrick Rose was a late scratch, nursing a sprained left toe. The Knicks lead the Magic at the end of the third quarter. The Milwaukee Bucks trail the Philadelphia 76ers by 9 at the end of the second. Houston and Washington, Cleveland and Charlotte are both really close games that are in halftime. Portland and New Orleans are about to get underway right now, along with the Nets and Clippers starting at 3:30. The Raptors play Atlanta later tonight. Staying with basketball, Coach Mike Krzyzewski and the USA basketball team has added Blake Griffin of the Clippers and Portland's LaMarcus Aldridge to its list of players who hope to go for gold. The Americans announced a 20-player pool today, when the 12-man Olympic roster will be chosen in June. Other than Griffin and Aldridge, the remaining players have all represented the U.S. at either the 2008 Olympics or 2010 World Championship. The Nashville Predators lead 3-0 against the New York Islanders in the third period. In the lone OHL game today, New Jersey Devil draft pick and former under-20 Team of Canada netminder Scott Wedgwood has the Plymouth Whalers up 1-0 over the Windsor Spitfire in the second period. Despite a crazy and unnecessary amount of publicity this year, Denver Bronco quarterback Tim Tebow will start training camp as their number one guy. The announcement was made today to avoid future questions surrounding his place with the Broncos. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, a high of plus 2. Tonight, cloudy, rain mixed with wet snow beginning early this evening. Risk of freezing rain, rainfall amount 5 to 10 millimeters, and a low of 0. Tuesday, rain mixed with wet snow changing to a few flurries in the evening. risk of freezing rain in the morning, rainfall amount 10 to 15 millimeters, and a high of plus 4. It's minus 1 degree. I'm Jose de Barros with Austin Mackay. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.